night challenges this week with Baltimore are?
Well, they're numerous. They're much improved over last year. They're well coached. They're going to run the football. There's no secrets about that. The young quarterback is going to be a very good player. They've done a nice job with him, and their defense is back. I mean, their defense is kind of reminiscent of some of the old days. So it's a very big challenge for us.
Are there things you saw out of them on Monday night that you were like, wow, that's, I haven't seen that before?
Well, that was a very physical ball game, and neither team backed down. And it was about that, and it was what we kind of expected, a close ball game come down to the end, but very impressed with both clubs.
What are your early impressions of Flacco?
Well, he's sees the field very well. He's tall. He moves around the pocket, and he has the instincts to keep his eyes down the field while he's sliding the pocket. And he's not making a lot of mistakes. He's making good throws. He threw an interception, a couple weeks ago, and it was clearly they didn't see the defender. And so he's protecting the football, and they're protecting him. And they're going to win games with him. He's a very good player.
Is it Cortland against D. Mace, and how's he going to shut him down?
Well, it depends on where they line up Mace. We're not going to match him up. We're just going to line up and play. So Mace is off to a great start. He looks like he's in great shape and playing with a lot of energy and making a lot of plays.
They change much of what they do with the running game, whether it's the heavy back or McGahee in there?
No, they just have a philosophy. They're just going to, they're going to try to come off the ball and cover you up. And, they're multiple in their run game. And they have to because they're running it so much. They use unbalanced lines, and they've got centers playing tight ends, and they don't keep any secrets. They're going to line up and just pound it.
Coach, with the fact that it was such a long physical game against Pittsburgh, is that an advantage for you guys at all on Sunday?
It's still early in the season. I don't think so. They're not going to be thinking about their game against Pittsburgh Sunday afternoon. The players got their day off. It's the coaches typically that are under the gun on a short week, but, they'll work today, and I'm sure they'll be ready. You're not going to see any lasting, lingering effects from their game against Pittsburgh.
Will Kerry have to make any certain adjustments because of the Ravens' defense?
Well, we have to be smart. There's no telling what kind of plan we're going to get from them. You can't predict what they're going to do. You just have to be smart, and with protecting Kerry and running the football being a priority.
Coach, all of a sudden you guys are getting a ton of more publicity nationally. Is that a good thing, or did you kind of like being under the radar?
Well, we're just going about our business, and our players are good at answering questions, and, they understand where our focus is, and we just kind of go about the business. We're, 4-0 is all well and good, but, 5-0 is our goal right now, and we have to stay focused with it.
How tough is it to be consistently good on defense as Baltimore has been over the last few years, over the last decade or so?
Well, it's hard to maintain that, but they know the kind of players that they need. They've had some, consistency as far as the staff is concerned. They've really only had just a couple coordinators there, and they've built this defense around the system. And they pressure you up front, and they're secondary consistent guys that can play the ball. And when you got that combination, it's going to be very productive.
You've developed new rivalries with the AFC South, but do you kind of miss some of the old Central Division ones that you had?
Well, they're part of the past, and it's fun to reminisce about it. But, we've got new ones now, and, we hope to continue to develop them. But, going back in that stadium, they'll bring back some special memories. But, both teams largely consist of new players without the memory as far as the players are concerned.
Suffice to say that Flacco has never seen a Van den Bosch and an Albert and a Tony Brown and a Javon.
Well, he's seen some good fronts early in his career. Cleveland can stir it up pretty good up front. I thought Cincinnati did a nice job up front against them. Then of course they get the week off, and Pittsburgh got to him a few times, and but it wasn't because he held it; it was because he thought he was protected. So, he's got a lot of unique experience just in three games that he started. And, we're just going to line up and play.
Well, that would be the key with a young quarterback. When they get pressure, they tend to get rattled, right?
And the key is for their staff, which is very well equipped to protect him. Cam Cameron does a really good job protecting the quarterback, and so doing, what do? You throw it quick, or you play action, you max protect, and send a couple guys out, and that's largely what they do.
See the MTSU game?
I'm sorry?
See the MTSU game last night?
I did not, but very happy for the success they had last night.